Bang bang, and like I keep coming back to the sidelines because I'm saying like, look, man, I get you want player safety, dude. I get it. Nobody wants to see who's the backup for Mahomes right now. Yeah. Is it Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz.
No one wants to see Carson Wentz versus Kenny Pickett. Ooh, we want to see Jalen Hurts versus Mahomes.
Carson Wentz revenge game. Carson Wentz.
Oh, that would actually be quite the storyline, no. Right?
Oh. Carson Wentz.
Okay,
I'm actually buying on that now.
NFL Red Zone fan wants to see that. But point being, nobody wants it.
No. Some people would want that.
But I mean, how many?
We like stir. We like drama in America.
How hypocritical is it for the NBA? Like, hey, if the foot is 1 inch off the ground, you can hit that guy. But if it's it's on the ground. The toe is barely touching. Do you know how bang-bang these things are on the sidelines?
You know what, though? Mike said it. By the way, I got some breaking news in just a minute here. But I just don't think – Mike said it. It's hard to be perfect as an official. How could you? The tush push is a mess.
No one's saying
Funny the perfect. Ball is a mess. You got to try to get it right at all times. And that's why – you guys kind of laughed at me, but I would rather the call be correct, get the call correct, as opposed to, hey, let's just guess, let's just do something. I'd rather spend a couple minutes to get the call correct. It's about fair play.
Well, this is what I would say to you. I could look at that catch the other day where two guys caught it simultaneously. I watched that for a minute and a half. I had no idea. I don't even know. So I guess going with whatever was called on the field, I guess. And you know what? I bet if I pulled 100 people, we'd have 100 different versions of what they saw on that play.
By the way, 12:30, February 23rd, not to divert from this conversation because I want to continue on this conversation, but Andre Iguodala will have his number 9 jersey retired February 23rd at Chase Center.
Wow.
And it'll be on the same day, 12:30 p.m. afternoon tip, when the Warriors play the Dallas Mavericks. And Iguodala told Anthony Slater in a quote, it'll be the 7th jersey, by the way, retired by the Golden State Warriors. He'll join Al Addles, Rick Barry, Will Chamberlain, Thomas Sherry, Chris Mullin, Nate Thurman, and of course, Thompson, Kevin Durant, Draymond, Steph. They're all going to get their numbers retired one day. But Iguodala said, I'm just the oldest. Mark Jass's favorite line was, Father Time is undefeated. It worked to my benefit this time in terms of being the first one. So,
I want Iguodala.
He says he remembers his first press conference like it was yesterday. He remember what he had on, the questions, the responses. He said he was a second-tier free agent waiting on Dwight Howard, so I'm not even thinking it was going to be headline news for the press conference nationally, maybe just locally, but I remember one of the answers. I said, we're not that far away. They took the Spurs to 6 games, real close games. Steph was coming into his own, and I used the word championships. And Iguodala wasn't wrong. They won 4 championships as he joined the Golden State Warriors.
So, you know I'm like a number weirdo?
Yeah.
Can you name any other Warrior who wore number 9?
I probably can't because I'm not a one.
I have a go-to weirdo. Every time.
I'm not a number weirdo, but let me guess.
Because NBA is probably more obscure than the others.
Yeah, number 9, Warriors history. Number 9.
I only have a couple, so if anyone has others, I'd love to know them.
Number 9, Golden State Warriors. I am drawing a blank here. Number 9, Carl Landry wore 35? Or was he number 9?
He was 30-something, yeah. 30-something. He was double digits.
Yeah, I wouldn't know number 9.
Maybe Iguodala, some number 9s. Off the top of my head.
Iguodala wore number 9?
Number 9.
Was he number 9?
Absolutely.
I thought he was double digits.
Starks wore John 9 Starks for the Warriors. And Ronnie Cikley, for Ronnie a small Cikley, period of time, wore number 9.
Didn't he move
the only reason I know Cikley for sure is because I had a card my grandma glued to a box that I had forever, which was like a trading card box she made for me, and it was a Ronnie Cikley number 9. Give me some.
Iguodala
was 9, right?
J.R. Bremer?
I don't know. J.R. Bremer. I don't
remember. And Ryan Northridge.
Exactly. Was Ronnie Cikley 9?
Yep.
Okay. What about Iguodala?
Yep.
Okay. Was Starks?
Yep. And then you have to go again.
Anyone else?
Yeah, but you have to go back to the 60s. And
wow. So it's really not that
popular.
Wow.
Bill Frazier, Connie Dierkin, George Lee, Frank Radovich, Joe Grabowski.
Yeah, I would.
Don Lofgren. It's a great name. Jerry Fleischman, John Murphy, and Ralph Kaplowitz. The great Ralph Kaplowitz.
So it's an ABC game. I remember talking to people at NBC about this. NBC game, or ABC game, I should say. So it's going to be on national television. So locally, if we carry the game, I know the ceremony will be viewed. I'm not sure if the ceremony is going to be televised. I'm not sure if it's going to be televised for the Bay Area fans.
It's funny that this is happening right now because I saw a post last night. Was it Whistle Sports? I don't know.
What the hell is Whistle Sports?
It's like one of these Instagram accounts. You know what I mean? Like it'll pop up when you're just scrolling. And it said something to the effect of like, Vince Carter got his number retired for the Nets.
Yep.
What's the criteria for you as a fan for someone to get their number retired? And I thought it was a fun, interesting conversation. Right. Someone like Andre Iguodala, I think he deserves to have his number retired. I do. Yeah. I think that you can't talk about the history of the Golden State Warriors without a giant chapter or two or three on Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, I'm with it. It's a no-brainer to me. It's a no-brainer. The question is...
It's really cool. I'm really happy
The question is... Will he get a statue alongside Steph, Clay, Dre, or who are the statue guys going to be?
I think he falls short of statue, and that's not a knock on him. I think he falls short on that. Like, I don't think Durant should get a statue, being here only 3 years, even though his impact might have been in a small period equal to, some might say greater than Andre Iguodala's. To me, there's like kind of levels to it, and, you know, statues are reserved for... The greatest of the greats of the greats.
Yep. Iguodala's talking about the Bay Area and how much he loves the Bay Area. He goes, man, Bay Area fans voice their appreciation. The Bay Area is innovative, and they understand you need everything to be functioning at a high level to be successful and to have longevity and to be able to scale. Anywhere I go in the Bay, I can go grab some pancakes, or I might go buy a jacket, Patagonia, or anything. I'm constantly getting stopped by folks, and they say, you really helped me raise my children in terms of, like, bringing a proper approach, doing something at a high level, teamwork, discipline, sacrifice. It's probably the biggest thing that is used in regards to me. And he did sacrifice. He also said, I can properly assess my career, so I don't need validation, but I'm taking this one. I think I was the first one to realize how I can extend my career playing with Stephen Curry. I hate making headlines. Don't take it out of context. Kevin Durant is the most talented basketball player I've ever seen, including Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is the best, but I'm talking about the talent. Nobody's better than Kevin Durant. Mm. But without Stephen Curry, nobody's jersey is going into the rafters. Very well said by Andre Iguodala in the story with Anthony Slater. So, again, that is he's going to get his jersey retired February 23rd on a Sunday. So get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Well, I think it's actually an interesting conversation to have right now because I've thought about this about, like, specifically Clay and Dre. And as they've aged, you know, how should their role be? What should their importance be on the team? And look, there were some strains with Iggy. I don't think it was perfect. There were times I think he wanted more money from the team and the team wanted to lowball him for X, Y, and Z reasons. Yeah. I bet there's times that he thought his role should have been bigger than what it was as it diminished over time. But I kept coming back to, like, I know Clay and Dre viewed themselves as something. I don't know exactly what, because I don't want to speak for them. But bigger than whatever it was the Warriors maybe wanted their role to evolve to, and Iggy evolving the way that he did, I think I have a greater appreciation for, having seen how difficult it's been for Dre and Clay to kind of evolve their careers. I think we always say, hey, take less of a role. It's a lot harder to actually do it.
Yeah, no
And
doubt.
That's why I appreciate Andre Iguodala.
It's a hell of a question as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM, and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. The 415 asking the question, whose basketball career would you rather have? Carmelo Anthony or Andre Iguodala?
Iguodala.
Wow.
Yeah.
You said that with no hesitation.
Well, you're going to make a lot of money. Like, let's call that number one.
Both sides of it.
You're going to make a lot of money. Look, Carmelo is, you know, a cult icon, I guess, if you will, when it comes to the culture and things like that. I'd rather be Iggy. Like, you're a winner guy. You're the glue guy. You have an MVP in a finals. You're the selfless guy who went to the bench and helped enable one of the greatest dynastic runs of all time. This is the famous, would you rather be Barkley or Robert Horry, right? That's a little more, I don't know. Wide of a scattershot on that one. But, like, yeah, I personally would rather be Iggy.
Wow.
And I think it's easy for me to say that because I'm emotionally attached to Iggy.
Right.
Here you go. Would you rather be Jorge Posada or Bonds?
Wow.
Bonds more prolific in his score.
Yeah, that's a hell of a question.
Than Carmelo.
But Posada's got the championship
success. That's what I'm saying.
He's a Yankee. I'd probably rather be Barry Bonds, but... It made, but to your point, it made me think. I'm not hesitate. Like, I'm hesitant to say, ooh, I don't know. Because like, I value championships. I'm a guy that values championships.
Like, if you're Iggy, right? For the moment, like, Iggy can go anywhere he wants, and it's, oh my God, four-time right. champion Andre Iguodala.
Yep.
Like, anywhere in the Bay Area for the rest of his life. I'm sure Carmelo can do some of that, too. But, like, I don't know. How's Carmelo viewed in Denver?
They liked him, but I think one day he'll get his jersey retired in Denver. They
over
love him.
Jokic? They wore the same number.
They wore the same number.
So I know I'm a number guy.
They did. They wore 15. I know that about Melo because I have one of his jerseys, but
it was an iconic jersey.
You have to, if you're Denver, you have to retire Melo. Like, you just have to have Carmelo Anthony, and you just have two 15s up there. But the fact that somebody wore 15 after Melo is kind of wild, right?
That is an interesting one because Carmelo has none of the team success.
But Kevin Durant's going to wear 35. I mean, he's going to have his 35
retirement.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be Brian Cardinal.
But what didn't somebody wear 35 after Kevin Durant?
Ooh.
I want to say somebody wore 35 on the Warriors after Kevin.
Eric Paschal was 7.
Maybe. I could be completely off on that one.
Let's look it up.
Well, let's look it up. Numbers, numbers, numbers. As we look at the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Andre Iguodala.
Nope. No one's worn 35.
Nobody's worn 35?
Nope.
Oh, that's good then. So that'd be retired. Okay. Perfect.
Well,
I was wrong on that.
That, you know, brings up the Brandon Crawford thing right now, right? Looks like Brandon Crawford wore number 35 for the Giants forever and champion and all that. Probably never going to get into the Hall of Fame. Should Verlander be able to take number 35? I was kind of like, eh. Now, if Craw wants to give it up, it's all moot. But no. When Trent Dilfer came to the Niners, I remember distinctively, he's married to John Brody's daughter or something. And John Brody's number 12 is retired for the Niners.
Right.
I didn't think Dilfer should be able to pull it out. But John Brody was like, hey, I have no problem with him wearing my number. You know, I give it my blessing. Right. I didn't think Dilfer was good enough to be able to wear it.
That is a hell of a question. 888-957-9570. Would you take Iggy's career over Carmelo Anthony's career? 888-957-9570. We'll react to Mike Pereira. We got a lot of stuff going on in the last segment of the show. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Safeway.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time. Most of the time.
I got a DM from her yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How would that go?
She's like, she always does this to me, you know? Because I was like, we hate you, Chiefs, blah, 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 blah. And this is the worst possible, you know, Super Bowl matchup for Niner fans. You love this Philly team. It's everything that you love about football. And I know the fans, you have a misunderstanding, but they're more like you than you want to admit. Like, No. I saw videos of two poor Washington Commander fans leaving the parking lot. Yep. And look, everybody's teasing them. That's one thing. Then I watched someone grab the guy's hat and steal their hat. I'm like, why do we have to go to putting our hands and touching people? Just stay out of people's faces. Stop touching them. Stop throwing things at them. If you want to, like, trade some barbs and laugh and like, okay, fine.
Look.
Stop touching people. Every sporting event, stop touching other people. Look. Just go to the games. You can root and cheer. A couple of jokes here and there. Why does it have to turn to grabbing people? I don't get it.
So, you know, Kate's talking about, oh, you will love this team and blah, blah, blah. Look, they have a lot of likable players.
Saquon,
Jalen Hurts is a likable guy. Saquon Barkley is a likable guy. Devontae Smith's a likable guy. I love me some Jalen Carter. I love me Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. They got a lot of players that I'm jealous of. But their fan base are scum of the earth. They are scumbags. Straight up scum. And when people bring it up to me, I put myself back into that situation. And everybody said, well, Bonta, you told him where you were sitting and you thought there were balls. No. What a guy told me was that if I wear my jersey, I may die. So that was, you know, okay, then I'm going to see him and die then. I'm wearing my Ronnie Lott jersey. Kill me. Kill me in Philadelphia. Let's see what it does. Let's see what you guys are all about. And all the homophobic slurs, all the things that
racial
they said,
slurs.
Racial slurs that they were just peppering us with. You can't. I will never be able to erase that from my memory. So the hell with the Eagles. The hell with their fans. Sure, they got a lot of likable players, but their fan base are full of scumbags. And I saw the video with the Commanders. You're touching people. You're spitting on people.
Why are they touching?
Why are you grabbing my hat? Why you got to touch me? Don't violate me. You want to talk trash? Talk trash.
And to the guy, the Commander guy's credit, as he's walking, he just walked away. And you know what? He's a bigger man than me. Because the touching, that's where. And I, you remember, you said it to the guy. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
It's like, don't.
Oh, there was a guy in my seat. There was a guy in my seat.
I was like, relax.
Well,
like,
no, I was fine. But the guy, they scored a touchdown.
He
went up
7-0.
And he's grabbing my shoulder, shaking me. And I just turned around and said, hey, you can celebrate, bro, but don't touch me. He didn't touch me the rest of the game. A lot of people flip you off, and you just stop and look at them. Hey, man, it's just a game. It's just a game. But the hell with Philadelphia.
That's why I want the Eagles.
I want them to get routed in the Super Bowl. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you see what's floating around the internet this morning?
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you say that with a smile on your face.
Man.
Kevin O'Connor, your favorite writer at Yahoo Sports. Kevin
O'Connor. When I think of basketball in the gym, I think of Kevin O'Connell.
Kevin.
Is that his name?
Is it Kevin KLC?
We'll do that mispronunciations too.
Is it Kevin O'Connor?
Yeah, that's what I said.
How many times have you actually dribbled the basketball in a real competitive game? Well,
I've never asked him.
Somebody's got to book him and ask him that question.
I mean, whatever. You can still know basketball. You don't have to dribble. You can still, you can still know basketball without dribbling.
Well, I don't think he knows basketball or could play, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, I don't think much of him either, but. I really don't. I think he lied in the article saying that they could have got this guy, that guy. They should have done this. I was like, no, they couldn't have. You're lying. I've never seen KLC at a Warriors game in my life.
Yeah, you're at all of them.
I mean, who the hell is KO anyway? He floated it. Brian Windhorst said the price has dropped for Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler walked out of practice yesterday and he was suspended for a third time, suspended indefinitely. I mean, so the price tag has dropped. So are Warrior fans still interested in Jimmy Butler?
Sign me up. Here's what I would trade.
Oh, boy.
What? What?
Oh, boy.
We're either all in or we're all out, right? To me, look, if I staple Draymond's contract, some draft picks, a bunch of expiring contracts, let's do it. Why not? If I told you you had Kuminga, Wiggins, Butler, and Curry with maybe a little Quentin Post sprinkled in there, it's not bad for this year. I think you can get out of the box.
We'll see. 888-957-9570. Are you back in on Jimmy Butler? I don't know.
Well, we got to do something here.
I agree. I'm not.
It's the less. There are other options.
I'd rather roll with Draymond than Jimmy Butler. I'd rather roll with Draymond. Jimmy Butler's got a $52 million player option.
I'll worry about that in the offseason.
Now you're worried about it in the offseason, Mr. Oklahoma City needs to worry about their books 23 months from now. You're going to worry about it in the offseason.
Different organization. Know your owner. New information.
Reacting to new information.
We'll see if this offseason's price is the same as it is today.
Man.
The price for Jimmy Butler went down. Maybe the contract extension goes down. Maybe playing alongside Steph Curry, he realizes, like Andre Iguodala did, I can make money off the floor here.
Oh my God!
Maybe I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do contract.
Now. We'll play that with David in Maryland.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
Look, if Steph wants it, you do it.
It's up to Steph. If Steph wants it. We all want it.
I'll just ask people: Jimmy Butler, in or out?
Yeah.
Forget who we're trading. Just in or out. Oh, I'm in.
Boy.
Why not?
Oh,
let's do it.
Let's go to Sirius in Oakland.
How do you like that, Mr. Bonte?
I don't like it at all. Sirius in Oakland. Iguodala over Melo or Melo over Iguodala? You in on Jimmy Butler?
All right. Let's just do one thing at a time. First of all, I have to say, Mr. Hill, Mr. Shafty, I listen to you guys every morning. You guys always make the brain meat go up. Shafty, even though you sometimes out of the box, you and this Draymond thing, I don't understand it, but all right, I feel it. My point is that I want to take Iguodala over Melo, not because I don't respect Melo, even though I felt like he should have did something when he was in the Nuggets with Allen Iverson and J.R. Smith. He should have did something there, and he didn't. Now, Cedric Ceballos was a really good garbage player, right? And what I mean by garbage, I mean he pick up all the things that nobody else do. And I think Iguodala did that for the Warriors. He was like one of the greatest players to like take the parts nobody else want to take, which we're looking at Gui Santos doing that kind of stuff.
Good call.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Ceballos back in the day.
Man, Ceballos was a player that Phoenix, didn't get his Lakers. Range. Right?
Yeah, he was nice. I agree with you. He was nice.
Right, so I had to go with Iguodala because not only is he a champion, first of all, because even Barkley can talk crap about the Warriors, but he ain't got no rings. So your statements are paper thin, Charles. It's all good though, Chuck. But the point is that I believe that Iguodala was like the embodiment of what the Warriors' heart is. We need another player like that. And I think if we put certain lineups in, like earlier today, y'all said a really good lineup about Quentin Post, Draymond,
Wiggins, Kuminga.
Yeah, Steph, that sounds really good. Like, and another thing, I don't want us to really trade none of our players. I think that our players just need to have a little bit more development, a little more time, get a couple more reps in. Like, I get mad at people talking about Brock Purdy. I get mad when people say things like, and I'm not even a Niners fan, but I love Brock Purdy.
Is this Filmo Mike?
Man, get that boy his chance. Huh?
Is this Filmo Mike?
No, I'm serious.
That is great. That is great. Hey, serious, you ain't on Jimmy Butler or what?
Nope. Ah, man, Jimmy Butler can go. I'm going to tell you why. Because when he feels like playing, he's an all-star. When he feels like playing, though. Jimmy Butler is like a feel-like type guy. Like, if he ain't really feeling it, he ain't really going to play for you.
Oh, this is Filmo, like,
100%.
Hey, Filmo, serious.
It's the cadence.
Serious. This
got to
be Filmo Mike.
Transitions. It's everything.
Why would Filmo Mike call us with a fake voice?
Mike, I'm serious from Oakland, bro. I'm serious. That's really my name, serious. I'm not even giving you
a moniker. Tiago.
No, you know what? You might be serious. You might be serious. I'm kind of buying it, man. But not all, you know, Shasky, not all black dudes sound alike, all right?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, all right? It's just serious.
But he went in on, like, defending Brock Purdy. I was like, this has got to be Filmo Mike.
Filmo defends Brock Purdy?
Well, yeah.
He should defend
Brock
Purdy.
I heard him coming at Guru multiple times about arm strength.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
He's seriously serious. Serious.
Just to be set the record straight.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's so good.
19 seasons.
That's not Filmo. Why would Filmo want to call in with a fake voice? Like, I don't get that.
All right. How many?
Did he get banned? Did Filmo get banned and I didn't know about?
I don't know. Over under 200 million for Andre Iguodala career earnings on the court.
Oh, he made over 200 million.
Nope.
Did he make 200 million? So let me see. Hold on.
Million I'm looking at.
So he
right
had
here.
A 3-year 40. Damn, that's it.
I mean, that's it. I mean, are we? What? Damn, that's it. What are you talking about?
$85 million.
He was drafted in 2004.
Yeah.
All right, Carmelo Anthony.
Over 200.
Okay.
Oh, he's made. Yeah. Carmelo made over 300 million, right?
No.
He didn't on the court.
Close. 262.
Okay.
Really? 262. Got another 300 probably off the court.
I'm sure you guys know what Jimmy. We've all heard Jimmy Butler, his career earnings. You guys know what it is?
450 million.
Lower.
300?
Closer. A little over. A little
400.
Above.
320?
Close. 312.
He's made $312 million.
Jimmy Butler. Eight teams for Carmelo Anthony. That's kind of crazy. Mm. Eight teams.
Melo ended up playing on eight teams. Let me guess the teams.
Okay.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
OKC.
Yep.
Portland.
Yep.
Lakers.
Yep.
Houston.
I don't see Houston. Yep. 1 year, Houston.
You said eight?
Yep.
The Hawks.
Yep. That's it.
You said eight teams. That's
all. Oh, one more. One more.
Oh,
sorry.
One more team. Warriors just played them. I said Lakers.
Nope. The Bulls.
What? When did he play with the Bulls?
The Bulls retained 34 years old in 2018. Hawks, Bulls, Rockets.
Wow. Bulls. Forgot about the Bulls. Butler was a really good player, but yeah, Iguodala's career worked out pretty well. He's going to go to the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame one day.
He was traded from Houston to Chicago for two guys that most of us have never heard of. I can't even pronounce their names.
Please try it.
Tadija Dragovic and John Diebler.
Sanchez in there, Jonathan Kuminga.
Adonabi.
That's great.
Tadija Dragovic.
Dragan Petrovic.
Is that a Harry Potter spell?
Once I figure, like, it's like Shlito, you know, Zarko Chabarkabo. Once I learn it, I'll remember it, you know, but I don't know.
Look at this trade.
Do you even know who that guy is?
I've never heard of this guy.
I've never even heard of John Diebler.
Slava Medvedenko.
Well, like, there's the guy for the Bulls right now, number 14. I like him, and I want to bring him up, and I don't know how to say his name.
Oh, he's going to be in a sled dunk contest.
He's sick, though.
Yeah, he's going to be in a dunk contest.
He had a jam last night.
Yeah, he did have a jam last night. Oh, man, I'm looking for that Bulls trade. Gosh, I can't see that Bulls trade. Where's the Bulls trade at? When did he get traded to Chicago?
Also, if I'm the Bulls, go back to the Chicago cursive across the jersey. That's the font you need to go back to.
They need something. They need to do something. They need a team. They need to figure out a direction. You want to talk about a team that needs to figure out a direction? Let them figure out a direction. Man, where's this Bulls trade at? I don't even see this
Bulls. The Bulls guy's pronounced Modus Buzelis.
Buzelis.
Modus Buzelis.
He's athletic as hell.
Modus Buzelis.
He's going to be in the dunk contest.
Buzelis.
How you guys feel about Mac McClung being in the dunk contest?
Is he even in the league?
No, he's in the G League.
I mean, what are we doing?
He's playing next to Patrick McCaw.
What are we doing? Delaware. McCaw's in the G League?
Yeah, McCaw's in the G League.
Three consecutive rings. Patrick McCaw?
Patrick McCaw's in the G League,
Yeah, Mahomes is trying to do what Patrick McCaw just did.
Let's go. Oh! Oscar.
I remember
Stockton.
He was starting in an NBA Finals game, and I was like, "Oh, we've got our two guard after Clay." Like
he had a great game five of the finals when they won the championship. Layup over LeBron, was defending LeBron.
Was McCaw the one that got hurt from Vince Carter?
Vince Carter, yeah,
the undercut.
He is never the same. Never the same.
Hey, in a for real though, before. He's lucky he didn't get more hurt. That was one of the most violent. It's clearly an accident. Warriors were pissed, and I was pissed.
They were pissed.
End the guy's career on that point.
Vince should know better at that age.
And he was old.
Yeah, he was very old. That was Vince post Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh! Did Priest call yesterday?
He did.
What did he say?
No drops, but, you know, Priest says a lot of things.
Would he be in or out of Jimmy Butler?
He was preaching.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Is he a Palo Alto?
Oh, yeah. He's Palo Alto.
He's Palo. He's deep. Let's go to Oscar Stockton. He's deep in Stockton, the 209. Oscar, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? You guys, man, hey, I've listened to y'all all morning, but chance to you something else. But one thing about it, you said one thing I do is watch league pass like your son. And I watch a lot of basketball. The Warriors, if we don't make a trade, man, we got to stand still, let our youngsters play, like you guys said, let our youngsters play, and we got to look to move some of the expiring contracts in the summertime, because right now we ain't going to get nobody on the trade market that's going to take us to the sixth spot. So what we have to do is do like Steph said, stand still, and like Sirius and another caller said earlier today, don't panic. And with that lineup, with Post, Draymond, Kuminga when he come back, Steph, and Wiggins, we got some talent on our team, man. And I'm watching, you know, the league around, and I know if we stand still and let us play through this, we don't win championships every year, man. We got to stand still and stick with the program and don't sell our farm for everything because we ain't not going to win it this year. If we just let it play out and we may make the playoffs, if we don't, I'm good with that until next year. We got a good owner and a good coach. Man, let's let them do their job. And everybody stop panicking. Like Sirius said, I'm not a 49er fan, but the same thing with Purdy.
Man, Purdy is a real baller, man. Come on, let's give him some time.
You, hey, time, Oscar, you, guys, you in or out on Jimmy Butler?
Oh, hell no. Nah. I'm definitely out on Jimmy Butler. Man, don't bring no... Man, look at here. He wearing yellow, green, and all that stuff in his hair. Man, anytime somebody wearing fake braids and all that, he got a fake attitude. We don't need him in the Bay. Keep him where he's at. Straight up.
Dennis Rodman was a little out there, and I would have taken him on my team for a long
probably
time.
Probably would have. Jimmy Butler,
DK Metcalf is definitely not all there, and I'd take him on my team.
Well, you know, Steiny, I guess, was in the green room, you know, because he needs a script from DeHegan, because he was thinking about what they were going to talk about today.
He's not here.
Well, guess what? Well, DeHegan's not here, but Steiny's got a lifeline, because Kevin O'Connor, oh, the great Kevin O'Connor, has tweeted out sources. The Warriors are one of several teams back in the mix with Jimmy Butler. Now that the Heat have lowered their asking price.
So he's making how much?
Jimmy Butler.
How much is he making?
Jimmy Butler.
How much is he making?
Jimmy Butler. $48 million.
48. So
player option for 52.
They have $32 million in expiring deals. Right? Yeah. So even if you put all the $32 million in expiring deals,
it doesn't add up to Jimmy.
You still
Butler.
Need something else. Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, Looney, GP2, Schroeder, who else? Lindy Waters. You throw them all in the pot together. That is about $50 million. You probably have to staple a ton of draft picks
for Jimmy Butler.
And then you're
but they said the price
the
lowers. The price is lowered. The price is lowered. They just want to buy it.
So you're just out on Jimmy Butler no matter what?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, he gets traded to the Warriors. Coming up on Toyota Warriors Post Game Live, Jimmy Butler will be stopping by the gatehouse, folks. Meet the newest member of the Golden State Warriors, 15-time All-Star, All-NBA defender, and you know what he does in the playoffs. All he does is gets buckets. Cue up the Jimmy buckets.
Breakfast with Bonte and Butler?
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Try some of his coffee, Bonte? Ooh. Come on.
Ooh. I like what you're saying.
See?
I like how you're talking.
Pivot, don't panic.
What was Batman's butler's name?
Alfred.
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 Monte, I'll be your Alfred.
I'll be your Jimmy. Alfred. I'll be your Alfred.
Monte knew that quicker than you did.
I know. Yeah, I know my Batman. I know my Batman. The real superhero. He ain't those outdated-ass Superman.
New one coming out.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Can't wait.
That's what I hear.
With Superdog.
With Superdog. He's got Superdog in it?
Yeah, it is from the comics.
Oh, my God. Kevin O'Connor. Why is Kevin O'Connor all over my timeline, man? This guy is making the rounds. He's like the Warrior fan on social media. He's like their favorite beat writer now.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's like just attacking people.
Well, I call that the Hulk Hogan. You just kind of like this to the crowd.
Right.
Where you cup your hand to your ear, and you listen to what the crowd wants, and then you just give it to them.
Like I rock with David Dennis on ESPN. But he had a video the other day just eviscerating Joe Lacob. And I didn't believe any of it. But I was like, well, social media is running with it. Blame Joe Lacob. Like, you know, that's the thing with Joe Lacob, real quick, is that I hear people say, man, this guy, this owner's terrible. He should sell the team, sell the team, sell the team. What's John Fisher and the A's? That's bad ownership. We got it right here in our backyard. You know the difference between bad ownership and good ownership? Bad ownership is Fisher. We're going to put Joe Lacob in that same category with Fisher?
They are friends.
They are friends. And that's where the buck stops. They are friends.
I see people with avatars of Joe Lacob. And
with the clown stuff, right? You see that
and,
now?
And I say to myself, like, what are you, 7 years old? Do you remember any of the other owners that have been in this market? Like, are you kidding me? He's had unbelievable success. Now, like, we'll see if they keep it going. Do Warrior fans really think that the owner screwed them out of four other championships? Like, I'm asking sincerely.
I don't know, man. Now, here's a Barry Jackson. Maybe we could book Barry Jackson.
From the Heat. Yeah, Barry Jackson.
You know about Barry Jackson? Yeah, 35-year-old Miami Herald veteran.
Yeah.
He just tweeted out, we are told Heat has begun showing willingness to at least consider taking money past 2025-26 if it's not an outrageous contract. You could make a case that Wiggins at $30 million and an expiring is not blatantly bad money. Preference remains assuming shorter deals. Now, would Warrior fans be willing to part ways with Andrew Wiggins in
a
deal?
I'd rather keep Wiggins and move Dre, but if I had to move Wiggins, God, as much as it pains me, ugh.
Are you here for Draymond and Jimmy Butler on the same roster?
Oh, God. I think you can only have one of those guys on the team. I don't think you can have them both. I really don't.
By the way, slam dunk contest. I forgot to do this. It's a slam dunk contest. This is big time. You want to talk about a contest. You know, the knockout tournament, I'm glad everybody's qualified for that. By the way, who won today? Who won a spot today qualifying? What's the name on that guy or girl?
Javon Shannon.
Oh, that's illegal. He played for City College in San Francisco.
Who cares the team?
Bill Shannon's kid.
He said you would freak out when you found out.
Dude, he's a 100% free throw shooter. So he doesn't miss his free throws.
Steph Curry's not even 100%.
No, this guy's better than Steph Curry at the charity stripe. His father, Big Bill. What up, Big Bill? Javon Shannon. Now we got former players. And he's got stamina. He's got endurance.
So what?
He's part of the light skin coalition. The hell with Javon Shannon. Get him out of here.
Why are you so upset?
Because I'm looking at the competition here. I'm sizing him up. Zucci, man, I'm not worried about. He's going to break the backboard.
Day, honestly.
He's going to break the backboard. Now, soft is calling the Masters the best weekend in sports of the year after watching championship
weekend.
Where
does that come from?
That is the softest, Mr. Softy Carter. By the way, someone is going to win travel accommodations for four to Las Vegas. Plus $5,000 for each guest. Equaling $20,000. That's right. Travel accommodations for four, winner plus three guests, plus five G's for everybody. You heard it right. $20,000. It's the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championship. And winning is easy. You know how to win, Chasky? Just download the free Odyssey app right now. Log in and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry. And this is a national contest. So download the Odyssey app now, and you might be headed to Vegas in March. With $20,000. $20,000.
I can hear it now. It's the middle of March. The Warriors have won four in a row. Coming up next on Warriors Pregame Live, the King and his butler. We're going to break down Jimmy Buckets over the last couple of weeks and what he's brought to the table.
You're in and out of Jimmy Butler, Dub Nation. 888-957-9570.
I don't care who's out the door. In
just
or
do
out
something.
On
I'm so bored by this team at this point.
You're not bored. This is entertainment.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. You're bored watching Quinn Post.
Just make a move.
You're bored watching Quinn Post.
Quinn Post is the best part of the team.
You're bored watching Guy Santos.
That sentence, if you asked me that a month ago, is just insane.
What?
You're bored of watching Quinn Post.
I mean, come on. They're bored of watching Guy Santos. Pods is back.
Let's throw Pods.
I'm so bored of watching Pods.
I can find entertainment in struggles. Buddy Hield shooting 31% from three since the 1st of December. Sometimes the struggle is entertaining to watch. It's like, how's this guy struggling?
Giants.
How's it? No, the Giants was. I would rather be
the White Sox.
You know. That's one of my best calls on the show. The Giants, boy, 8 games on .500. This is boring.
I'm not
going anywhere.
Let you be a White Sox fan because they have 7 players in the top 100.
Oh, I'm not a White Sox fan. That was a joke. I'm not a White Sox fan. I do like their hats though. But guarantee Rayfield, one of the most sterile stadiums in all of America. Terrible. Never go to a game there.
How many sports fans in America know that it's called Guarantee Rayfield?
They may have changed the name.
What do you call it?
Guarantee Rayfield. They may have changed the name.
Former
Comiskey, new Comiskey. Guarantee Rayfield. Let me see. Guarantee. Is it still Guarantee Rayfield for the White Sox? Yeah, Guarantee Rayfield. Boom. There it is.
So how long for Jimmy to play nice here? Four games?
Oh, gosh.
Steve Kerr, Jimmy Butler would be hilarious.
Oh, gosh. You're in on Jimmy.
Jimmy, you're playing center.
You're
tonight.
In on Jimmy.
You're in on Jimmy. Has Kerr coached him before? Has he done, like, Olympic basketball?
I don't think so. Maybe.
He might have.
I remember Butler was guarding Clay in, like, the 2016 Olympics when they were all throwing the football around. Or was that
was a FIBA. That was a
2018
FIBA, right?
FIBA. Okay. Why did I think I was 2016?
Let me see. Butler.
Was it 20?
Where the Butler? Jimmy Butler.
So he was part of Rio. I don't know if Steve Kerr was on the staff then.
He may have been on the staff.
Assistant? Okay. Let me see. So maybe he's coached him.
Let me see. Rio games. The team. And here's the team.
Could you imagine Steve Kerr? Tonight's lineup, we're going to go with GP2 Pods.
No,
We're going to start Guy Santos. Oh. Jimmy, you're coming off the bench.
Coach K. Coach K, Jim Boeheim, Tom Thibodeau, Monty Williams, and Jerry Colangelo. Jimmy Butler, by the way, he's born the day before me, September 14th. Uh-huh. So he is a Virgo. He's a Virgo. But Virgos usually don't act like that. You know, he's a different breed. He's a rare breed.
I like that you know all the mythology stuff.
Hey, man. You dig a little deeper into Bonte Hill, you'd be surprised. These Pringles just don't act like this, man.
I hate all of
you think Lake Up wants Jimmy Butler since he's, you know, quote unquote, so meddling?
Like, yeah. Well, can we, you know, the whole meddling thing.
No, just put that to the side.
Lake Up
wants Jimmy.
Like, Joe Lake Up looked us in our face at the old studio back in 2020 and said, yeah, I'm part of every decision. I'm in a group. I'm part of the think tank.
Yeah.
I'm there. What's new about this?
We had Bobby Marks on. He said, I saw my owner once in 5 years.
Yeah. Would you rather have that, John Fisher? Or would you rather have Lake Up? Come on, man.
Gosh, Jimmy Butler would be fun.
It would be very interesting.
Are they a better team if I swap Wiggins out and put Butler in?
I think they're the same team.
Butler's better offensively than Wiggins.
They both average the same.
He's a better closer.
They're doing it in different ways. He's a better ball handler. Better ball handler. I don't know.
You don't think that Butler's better than Wiggins?
Not by much. No. And the maintenance matters to me. There's a lot of maintenance when it comes to Jimmy Butler, man. Don't try to get Steve Kerr stressed out here.
I get it. Well, I mean, Steve, come on. I mean, just come on.
Come on, man.
Get Steve Kerr stressed out. I mean, isn't that the job of an NBA coach? It's to be stressed.
Oh, man. Awesome schedule changes.
Spadoni, in or out on Jimmy Butler?
Man.
What?
In.
Is he better than Andrew Wiggins?
His career, yes. Maybe right now they're probably closer than what they've ever been. I'd still take Butler, though.
I would, too.
Because I like his mindset more on a day-to-day basis.
Mindset?
Yeah.
His mindset?
Yeah.
He just quit on the Heat culture.
Yeah, killer instinct.
Quit on him.
They need it. They need
killer instinct.
Emotion of Jimmy Butler.
You're right.
Because there's a lack of emotion with the team right
He's
now.
He's got a killer instinct, all right. Kills organizations. Yeah.
Also
kills teams.
Finals.
They kills
seasons.
They're
so lucky that they had Jimmy Butler.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
They might have beat the Kings last year if they had Jimmy Butler. I knew that would get you so angry because you hate the Kings so much.
I love the Kings. Hey, you're not hearing much from Sacramento these days. They beat Brooklyn, but they lost. They got blown out by the New York Knicks, and they got blown out.
41 double-doubles?
Yeah, he's balling.
Wow.
He's actually a different player this year.
Wow.
But they got blown out by the New York Knicks. Saturday night. There weren't much happening there. But Draper was all in his... I don't know if you follow Draper, but he was at the Garden. He was taking selfies with Adam Sandler.
Oh,
he was at Madison Square Garden.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen.
He had his best suit on. You know, he only brings that suit out for big games. He had that ready for New York City. Oh, Drapes. All right, let's go. Oh, my God, this call is going to be great. Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Luis in Richmond, Virginia. Luis, what's happening?
How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man.
Yeah, I've been watching some of y'all YouTube stuff.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's not bad, huh? Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad. We're trying. What you got, Luis?
I think the Warriors should bring back PBJ.
PBJ, Patrick Baldwin Jr.
Yep.
Why do you think they should bring him back?
Because he can shoot the three. He's not a bad defender. And I don't know why they let him go.
Yeah, they're
looking for shooters.
Yeah, they're looking for shooters.
Just to let you know, he started 0 games this year, played in 20. He's averaging 2.2 off the bench.
Yeah. That's for Washington. Washington in a rebuild.
Yeah, they're in a rebuild. You're right about
playing
that.
4 minutes a game.
Washington in a rebuild. He's not going to get time there.
Yeah, in a rebuild. So you know what? Maybe he just needs an opportunity, Luis. Is that what you said? Huh? You see a good player there, huh?
Well, he can help them. I'm not saying not a starter. He can come off the bench. He's 6'9", and he doesn't play bad defense.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it from a defensive standpoint.
There you go. Yeah, no, I feel you. Hey, Luis, appreciate you watching us on YouTube, man. Hell of a suggestion. We haven't gotten that one yet, but Patrick Baldwin Jr. Very interesting. Like, he's on the Wizards in the rebuild, and he came and played the team
he's
in the rebuild.
A grand total of 87 minutes this year.
And the Wizards, how many wins they have? Six wins.
I just got. I want to look
here in the rebuild.
He's attempted 18 threes and 12 jumpers.
Hey man, I'm not mad at Louis. I told you that was going to be a doozy, right? I told you that was going to be a doozy.
You know what the irony is? I actually really liked Patrick Baldwin Jr. when he got drafted. I did. I really liked him.
I was
him.
A sucker for him too. He's
I really liked him.
But he's like, hey, watch this in the rebuild.
That was funny.
Whoa. Oh. He's not even replayed in the rebuild.
Boy.
Ooh-wee. We are in the trade season. It's back, folks. Oh, man.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, my gosh. That was one for the books. That was one for the books. YouTube's having some fun with that. Ooh, PBJ, you were to say you forgot about PBJ, huh?
Oh, I never forgot about him. One of Bob's last picks. I love that guy. I remember watching him in a couple exhibition games, and I was like, hey, bro, on the real, I actually really like him. No, I was dead serious on that.
We get cut by the same barber when he was out here. So I would always see him at a barbershop. We'd chop it up. I was like, man, I like this guy. He's got a great mindset, 6'9", 6'10", can shoot it. But for whatever reason, he can't crack the Wizards rotation. The Washington Wizards. They're not even trying to win.
We've reached the stage of this season where I'm like, you know what? Why not? Let's just bring them in.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, like in Dumb and Dumber, where they're like, pick them up. Just pick them up, and they throw people into the van. Yeah. It's like the Muppets movie back in the day. Let's just do it. Like, there's Fozzie on the side of the road. Pick them up. Hop on in. Let's go.
The chat is saying, bring back Brad Watermaker.
No, Brad is...
Volleyball Brad. Kate Scott. Shout out to Kate Scott.
Brad.
Shout out to Kate Scott.
Wanamisser.
Wanamisser. Oh.
That was a guru special. I'll give him credit.
Wanamisser.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. What up, Grandpa Goo? His claim to fame was that Charlotte came when they went for the jump ball. Remember that? And Jeremiah got kicked out with 2 seconds left. Remember that wild Charlotte game?
Yeah.
And Wanamaker not holding on to the basketball? He's like the George Hill in the regular season, when George Hill missed the free throw, but J.R. Smith got out of heat for... Oh, man. Anyway. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. My final thought is, please, for the love of God, don't lose to the Utah Jazz. Don't lose to the Utah Jazz. They got some size. They have some athleticism. Seems to be a kryptonite for the Dubs these days. Just get a win to get back to 500. Set up a big matchup tomorrow against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Spadone, what you got?
Mike Pereira, very good interview you guys had with him. Obviously does the lead analyst work when it comes to refs and all that stuff for Fox. Find that interview on the Odyssey app or on YouTube, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, as you know, Bonte. But his whole explanation about the ball tracking thing, I wasn't following very well. So he's basically saying, yeah, well, if we're tracking the ball, we can't really track, like, the knees or the elbows or the shins. I was like, yeah, we already do that, though. Like, that's fine. Like, right. We know when players are down now.
How does soccer and tennis...
They literally have... Yeah, it's called VAR, this, Hawkeye. Yes. They have it all.
Yeah, we got to do something.
My boy Rocco, big soccer guy, he's like, what is he talking about? There's been a microchip in a soccer ball forever, and they're kicking the ball.
Yeah.
It was a hell of...
He said the whole thing with the kickers. Like, they're always going to be paranoid about no matter what. So just don't tell them there's a chip on the ball. They'll be fine.
It was an amazing interview, though. Amazing interview with Mike Pereira. He's really good in that booth, man. He gives it to us like he is. We're going to get G's territory. We had G's on back in the day, but because he was on that CBS game. But Mike's not a bad consolation prize, no doubt.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear G's territory talking about ball spot errors.
Oh, yeah. I know you don't. I know you don't.
Yeah, that's bring out the index card.
Yeah, got an index card for you right now. Carter. What's up, Carter?
I just want to go off something you guys were talking about yesterday, which is real 49ers fans, we're Chiefs fans for the Super Bowl, period.
Really?
I'm sorry, but we just cannot be going for the Eagles, for God's sake.
Are you trying to get on my good side?
No, I'm being serious. We cannot allow the Eagles to be the one that take them down in the Super Bowl. That would really rub me the wrong way.
He's not trying to get on your good side. He's trying to get invited to House of Prime Room when you lose this bet about Draymond with me.
Yeah, it's also the King Henry VIII cut, not the King Arthur cut, just FYI.
Well, we're going to get the King Bonte cut.
The King Bonte cut.
Come on, Draymond.
What
Draymond's day-to-day now. Draymond's day-to-day now. He'd be back any moment.
Are you a medium rare? Rare? Well done? Medium?
I like a little blood. I like a little blood.
Oh, so you like a little
red? Yeah, a little red. A little red.
You're prime rib. Yeah, it's got to be blood.
No,
red.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
A little red.
You got to have the horseradish.
Yeah, got to have the
horseradish. I like the
creamy horseradish.
Spadoni, you're not coming. All right? We're going to be babysitting.
What?
We're going to be babysitting. You're going to be babysitting.
Well, I'll find a babysitter. How about that?
I think Sam Lubman's going to bring his own knife. If knowing him, he's going to tuck a knife to House of Prime Rib.
He'll bring his girlfriend, too, and be like, oh, I didn't know this was... Like, dude, I told you my credit card limit is only $300 on there, so...
I got a friend, a cousin, who brings his dog everywhere, and we have to let him know, like, dude, the dog's not allowed.
How about this? Hung I'm low. Out. Hung low 51.
Saddle.
Hung low 5150. Hurry up, Saturday Guru. Hey, hung low 5150. Be careful what you wish for, buddy. Be careful what you wish for. That was Fast Five. Brought to you by Xfinity.
We're trading
staff
for the next
one. At Oberon Go. I heard that. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Sandy Guru, what do you think about Steph? And I don't know. They sent him down to Miami? Start to rebuild now?
This sucker